Arthur the King by Graham Fife, with music by Stephen Foe. Part 3, Gareth. With Keith Baxter as King Arthur, Anna Massey as Morgan Le Fay, Rosalind Shanks as Linnet, and Crawford Logan as Gareth of Orkney.
Be welcome all in fellowship to this high feast of Pentecost, remembering those of us absent who will come to recount their adventures, and those others forever lost who leave their seats at this table empty a season, to be filled by new men, fresh blood pumping from our same heart.
Per nostrum dominum Jesum Christum, qui ascendit in caelum ubi sedet ad dexteram patris. Per diveniet judicare mortuos et vivos. Amen.
Amen.
Adventure before the feast.
Young giant.
Strong as a horse looks.
No, looks like one.
Cart horse.
Gentles all, I would speak with the king.
Child,
let him approach.
Man,
so tall, so broad-shouldered, handsome.
With that long neck and cropped hair, he must have come for the job of fool.
Or dairymaid, mixing butter with those great paddles stuck at the end of his arms.
King Arthur, may God bless you and all your fair company of the Round Table. I have come this feast day to ask you, direct, 3 gifts. The first one given, I will ask the other 2 a year from today, wherever you hold your high feast.
You may ask.
I ask. Food and drink at your court. There's 12 months till I petition you again.
Looks like a servant, behaves like a servant.
He asks only the same as we receive.
We are the king's liege men.
I never refuse such an asking to friend or enemy.
You are welcome. What is your name?
I cannot tell you.
No name?
No son.
You have at least the bearing of a lord's son. Sir Kay, give our mannerly foundling meat and drink.
I thank you, my lord king.
In the king's name.
Well, steward, a nobleman's son does not snivel and cringe to the king's soup, Sir Gawain. He asks hauberk and shield and horse. This one is more clod than grazing beast.
Come, the nobody big hands.
I will give you a handsome name, Bowman. And handsome being as handsome does, see if you're as handy with a bowl of fat rose as you are with a Welsh bow, which I should guess is the churl's weapon those paws of yours know best. I'll show you to your new home by the lark.
Have a care, Sir Kay. The lad is the king's guest.
And bred in an abbey by the heifer look of him. Ate them out of bread and broth when they sent him off to court to pander for it.
You have been wrong before, Sir Steward.
Sir Lancelot, if they come to court with no name.
Too handsome?
2 hands the size of 4.
And too civil, too, to Sir Kay's 2 envious 2 eyes.
My lord the king gave orders to feed and water the orphan, so I will feed and water him where food and water is readiest at hand for those prepared to stoop. A kitchen. Follow me, Bowmans.
Come and sup with me, lad.
No, me,
Sir Gawain.
Or meat with Sir Lancelot, sweet meat with Gawain. A walking buffet.
Thank you, sirs. You are generous. You are courteous.
Bowmans!
I will go as I am bidden.
He has the same gangly look of Percival when he first came.
Percival?
The pig boy, our brass-tongued steward, called him.
Yes.
Grunts and oinks the lot himself, our Sir Sulk Peevish. Disappointed in love.
You think so?
Well, don't you?
Omens! This pot is not boiling! Fire, boy! Bellows up and put some elbow into it!
Yes, sir.
Roman!
Sir!
Are you asleep? He is at the bellows, Sir Kay. So am I, and horse with it. Did you not hear me call you, booby? Or did you have those hands of yours draped across her ears?
No, sir.
A pitcher of water to Sir Percival. Instantly.
Yes, sir.
Again. To me, I think. So, check. Ship balance. Check. And cut. Full weight of arm and shoulder. Strike like a punch. Drive right through the target. Right through. Right there. Good. Now, left-handed. Left.
My lord, Sir Lancelot.
Yes, left. And why left?
Because you tell me.
And why do I tell you?
Because it's important.
Because the strength of left goes into right. Both hands, Bowman. Even if the right hand is stronger. Keep both, double each. Now, more weight of armor on you. And again, another gold pheasant in the helmet. Win it from me.
Ready.
Are you? Here! Here! Quicker! Quicker on the turn. Yeah! Come again! Kiss is king and queen. Queen and king. Battle. It is also love, which is the same thing. And queen is more powerful than king, which she is. You doubt that, Bowmans?
I'm not sure.
Now, that not sure is sentiment, Bowmans. I advise you against sentiment. In fact, the perfect remedy for sentiment is tables. There is no sentiment in tables. It is win all, lose all, and swiftly as a good sword cut. Chess may be strung along and drawn out, not tables. The back game to teach you stratagems and cunning. And guizbuis, where king is cornered heart, attempting to break through the cordon of huntsmen and away to freedom. In love, it is better to hunt than be hunted. The one, escape or die. The other? Guess.
I can't.
The catch, Bowmans. For the taking. The board is also useful as a makeshift shield.
Shield?
If you are ever caught, well, how shall we say, by surprise?
In battle?
Do concentrate, Bowmans. I mean, a lady's chamber is generally ill-equipped with shields of the more regular pattern.
I see.
I wonder if you do. And you must learn to dance, naturally.
Yes.
Which is all three games simultaneously, to music. Now, where shall we start? Over there?
Where?
Do you think she might play well? She is very anxious to avoid us, which proves how very anxious she is not to avoid us. Let us test her powers of not to be persuaded.
Open for the fire in the great hall. Extra rushes for the passageway into the great hall. I can't hear myself think for the clatter of clod-hopping oats. Backwards and forwards. Proceed on tiptoe.
Yes, Sir Kay.
We have to look at you. We have to smell you. There can be no reason on earth why we should also have to endure the sound of your clumping feet as well.
Immensely strong.
Yes? You would pluck you giddy off your feet as you were no heavier than a down quilt.
A down quilt. Speak of the devil.
Look.
Call him.
Shall I? Do. Bowmans? Bowmans?
Shh. Over here.
My lady? Ladies?
Do come and sit with us a while in the shade. Amuse us.
It's so hot. You must be quite worn out with all your dreary traipsing up and down. Up and down.
Sir Kay has...
Oh, fiddle, Sir Kay. Don't twit us as Sir Kay. It's an excuse not to sit with us in the arbor. Hmm? Oh, do come.
I must...
Musty Bowman. Come and enjoy the cool of the garden. Unlace a bit.
I have to an errand in a hurry. Thank you.
Eighth finger, fortitude.
Fortitude.
Ninth finger, gentleness.
Gentleness.
Tenth finger, perseverance.
Perseverance.
In your two hands, the qualities that make knight. Now again, first finger, courtesy.
Courtesy.
Second
finger. Sir Lancelot.
Yes. Well, say what you must.
Will I be knight?
That depends on knowing how to deserve, and then deserving. You must deserve of Arthur the King. You must deserve of God. You must deserve of your fellow knights. You must deserve of yourself. Second finger, generosity.
Generosity.
Sweet Sir Gawain.
This one undone. And this one. And this one. One by one. By one.
Sweet Sir Gawain. Oh, sweet Sir Gawain.
Now, gently. Gently.
Oh, Sir Gawain, I...
Well, come for chess practice.
No, I...
Then perhaps you will close the door as you go. There is a sizable impertinence of cold breathing in and out through the cranny as it is.
I'm sorry, Sir Gawain, I...
So what's the matter? What's the matter?
Don't let me go! Let me go!
Oh, Sir Gawain, will I be knight?
Arthur the King!
Arthur the King!
All gathered to our feast. Welcome.
My lord King, please hear me. For one of your knights to help. I beg you.
Gently. Come now. Steward! A stool for the damsel to sit on. Now, tell me.
My lady, a noble, illustrious lady, is besieged in her castle by one of the perilous, cruelest knights in the world.
What is her name?
I cannot tell you that. But her vile enemy is the Red Knight of the Red Blades.
I do not know him.
I do, sire. I brushed with him once. They say he has the strength of seven men.
And has he?
I don't know, sire. I fought with him nearly a week's worth, 6 days, but then it came the Sabbath.
And?
I escaped.
My lord King, joking will not save my lady.
Damsel, you must understand that any knight of this round table will go to save your lady like flame to tinder, knowing her name and title. But if you will not vouchsafe us who she is...
My lord King... Silent, wretch!
Let him speak.
Sire, a year ago at Pentecost, you gave me one gift and promised me two more. My lord, I have served you in the kitchens for victuals. Now, this Pentecost, I would ask... My other gifts.
We are engaged in another matter.
I will rescue this damsel's lady. That is the first gift I ask.
Kitchen boy.
Then. I grant it. The second?
I wish to be made knight, if I am worthy. But of Sir Lancelot du Lake, I ask that you let him ride after me and dub me alone.
I grant it, Sir Beaumans.
A kitchen boy? A scullion dipped in tallow to save my lady?
What contempt of Arthur and his round table is this? I will rather go and ask the first blind beggar I meet for help.
Sir Beaumont, I grant you this adventure.
Be sure you achieve it for us.
Aye, my lord.
Armor, weapon, horses, provisions for Sir Beaumont.
Sir Kay, sire,
at once.
I will follow, by and by.
You do me honor, Sir Lancelot.
Then repay it with honor.
He was spirited, that one. Breathing, it's breathing.
What's that?
A plaster or a lamp,
kitchen boy?
Perhaps you would find out, Sir Steward.
Why, don't you know?
I know very well.
Very well, then. Great! Great!
Hurry. Set a litter for your master. He is ailing.
Yes, sir.
Are you badly, Sir Kay?
Hardly.
Water?
No.
There will be someone here soon. Forgive me for leaving you. Not that you will mind forgoing my company.
Castle Perilous, where unknown lady lies besieged, Castle Perilous.
Hold, knight, if you be knight to us, or is it an armorer's apprentice running errand? Item, one suit of mail. Item, one set of arms. For delivery to true knight.
You are in my power.
Perhaps you are in my power. On whose business do you galump along it?
Arthur the King's.
Arthur the King's. Knight of the Round Table, is it?
Not yet.
Not yet? Then you are not yet worth blunting a sword on. Get out of the way, boy.
I have King Arthur's commission.
But not yet his sword on your shoulders. Stand down.
The worthiest knight of his court has promised me that, and I will pass on the King's matter. So... unsheathe your sword or your reputation. It is the same to me.
I will do both. So. Sir Beaumont?
Oh, Sir Lancelot. I did not know.
I hardly knew you. Down from your horse and set your knee against my foot. Unbuckle your sword. Now give it to me. You know all that chivalry demands of you.
I do.
Then fulfill it, whatever the cost.
I will.
In the name of God, in the name of Arthur the King and the Fellowship of the Round Table, be Arthur's man, loyal in all things. Truth and honor are your spurs. Courage is your sword.
And this steel on your shoulder makes your name. I dub you...
No.
Be quiet.
My name... I am... Gareth of Orkney. Nephew to the king. Sir Gawain's brother. Born long after him. I sought no privilege to earn my name if I could.
Handy dandy Bowman. I dub you Sir Gareth of Orkney. Or do you propose to dawdle here all day with your nose in the moss?
No.
Embrace me.
Thank you, Sir Lancelot du Lac.
Your best thanks is this quest.
Let me see you into your saddle. No stirrup.
Go to, Sir Gareth.
Yes!
Madam! Madam!
What do you want, slop bucket?
To do your lady service, as I promised the king.
Go back to your kitchen. Pots and pans are piling up. They won't clean themselves.
I'm not a scullion. I am a knight, dubbed by Sir Lancelot.
With a cauldron on your head, a dishcloth on your back, and a skillet round your neck.
In King Arthur's name, I will challenge the knight of the Red Glade.
Challenge? Like a mongrel at a caged lion.
God willing, I will rescue your lady from duress.
My lady already has a menial to turn the spit, and a menial to clean the spit. She needs no menial wrapped as knight to make her spit contempt.
King Arthur sent me, and I will come.
Help! Help!
What is it?
My master, being attacked! Robbers! Five or six brigands beating at the gate. Quickly, please, over there! Ah!
Who are you, knight?
King Arthur's man.
King Arthur's galloping.
This your lady?
I am not his lady any more than a smear of candle wax belongs to silk taffety.
Good people, you must be my guest tonight.
Oh, sir.
I insist. My keep is not far. I would have been robbed, murdered. I owe you hospitality at the very least. Please, my house is your house.
As long as there is room at a sideboard for this pantry urchin, I will not eat at the table with a poltroon whose job it is to clear it.
Come, we may beat the storm. It's not far. Boy.
Yes, master.
Lead on. The lady to the guest chamber, daughter.
Yes, Father.
You have had enough to eat?
And plenty, thank you.
And you, sir?
A truckle bed by the fire will serve him.
Oh, surely.
As the lady says.
Very well. Good night. Good night.
Put your gown on. No, very beautiful.
You don't desire me.
I may not desire you. Do you understand?
No.
Your father told me.
No. No, my father told me to see if you were honorable. And so you are. Very honorable.
Fine and bright. Provisions? Water?
I have it, my lord.
Good, good. Safely. Go safely. Godspeed, lady.
I thank you.
Sir Knight.
Sir Knight. Servant. Hop.
Follow the stream. 3 miles to the ford. Follow the stream.
Mm-hmm.
perilous, where unknown lady lies besieged, besieged. But beware of other perils before you. Beware, beware.
Old knight, no one passes this wall.
None. Stay that side of the
wall. Boss. Ah, fool, party. I said we... Ah,
look! Oh, Matthews!
Run! Ah! Quarter! Ah! None!
Body larder page.
I serve God. I fight hard. You win your lady.
Fie. Scullery pickings slaying two brave knights, guardians of the crossing. Ignoble.
In black glade by black thorn, black banner and black field, black horse with black silk trappings, tethered to black stone, and in harness black as ripe blackberry, first brother of three to come, black knight, perilous passages to pass, beware, beware.
Oh, you do not pass here.
There you are wrong, black knight. We pass.
Knight of King Arthur's court.
As high born as you, Black Knight.
Stir yourself, if you are.
Pilfered black armor suits you, cauldron scarer. Soot color, stove color, coal color, for clanking black kettle, 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 kettle.
Second brother of three, green knight in harness, greener than May grass, and horse and shield emerald green, and fight till sweat and blood takes away your sight. Burn in the fire of sword edges.
But spare me! Spare me!
Let this lady ask me for your life.
Never.
Die. Well, Eddie, spare me, I beseech you. Ask him my life as it were yours.
My lady.
Spare him.
Sir, I pledge you homage. I and my 30 knights.
To King Arthur. And welcome. But not half as welcome as this lady's kind words.
Ha!
Pass perilous, and third brother Blue Knight, blue as field cornflower, rag petals cut to the ground like cornflower stalk, in pass perilous.
No! Kill me not! Blood pales on your armor, Blue Knight. Your life is this lady's if she asks it. If not, it runs out. Ask her, my lady.
No.
Then... Do not kill me for want of a kind word. I swear to you homage, mine and 50 knights, your vassals.
Shame, disgrace, groveling to a basin boy.
Do not kill me.
Knowing my skill with dirty dishes, the sword blade is clean, my lady. Shall I carve his head from his shoulders?
No. Spare him.
Ha! It is a round pleasure to spare gallant knight for you.
Ha!
And you, sir. I shall send for you and your men to do homage to King Arthur. Be ready.
Homage. Homage.
To
to Arthur the King.
By way of you. Are you serving best venison in a pig trot?
Madam, you are uncivil, uncourteous.
Uncourteous? Should I curtsy to you, Pope Porridge?
I serve the king. I serve his round table. I wish to serve your lady for her honor, to rescue her from foul night. I act with good intent in all manner. Courteous, as God is my strength.
Oh, bravo! Politely said. Did you learn your polishing of words with your rubbing up of spoons? You begin to swagger, as if you were as a Lancelot as a Tristram. I tell you, Gascon, there is coming one who will pay you out your wages for swaggering.
Table knights left to rot like carrion. Who has done this? Carnage! You'll pay!
Take care.
Okay. With this abomination hanging about me.
You must know about him.
No. You know him?
Decreases afternoon. Wait till past noon. Please.
No. If he is here, I will fight him now. Who is he? Tell me.
The Red Knight of the Red Glaive. Wait till past noon.
Bloody knight! No.
Wait.
Butcher! Come down here! Butcher! Butcher!
Oh, Sancho.
Did you do this? Barbarity! In the name of King Arthur, did you do this?
The name is your death warrant, sir.
Did you do this? Answer!
Will you use your shield as well as battle?
Did you do this?
Yes.
Butcher! And armor! And a plenty of priests left in the smoke! King Arthur! He takes the day of them!
The bowman!
Soft.
The bowman, dear me, dear knight. Where is your strength gone? My lady is not half a mile from here. For love of her, I beg you, do not be killed. I beg you, for love of her. It is noon past.
For love of her, who is she? Tell me her name.
Softly, good night.
Tell me her name.
Madame de Lyonnais.
Ah. And you? What of you, pleading with me, insulting me? What of you, my Lady Lennox?
Have done. Fight for them both. Die for them both.
No. Live. For me. Mm. For me. Live, I beg you.
I killed the knights of the round table. Lancelot Gawain, don't know one of them killed my lady's brother. What a revenge. Of a lady. You know, I should hang you up there with them. For love.
My lady?
As you decide, my lord.
I love these dead knights, my brothers. And if I spare you, what price, my love? Serpent! On their murderer.
You
would murder me.
Does this talk when I have bidden you make the stroke? Murder! You would have killed me without a boast, as I kill you now! Your life in defense of this lady and her damned lioness!
Damned lioness! You fool! You fool!
And your gentleness. You have done what I dared not believe you could. I was sent, compelled to shrew you, masking my fear, my feeling. Will you forgive me?
Oh, come, no talk of that. With all my heart. If you will have it.
Oh. My Lord.
The gods are perilous.
Danger is past. Oh.
Who laid this trial on you?
Trial on me? No. On you.
The damned lioness.
She is enthralled to our sweet knight.
Perilous to unwary knights, where he may lie for love, where he may die for love, as Accolon lay there at Arthur's feet. Beware all castles perilous, you knights.
To do you homage and pay fealty, promises of land and duty.
They do not come of their free will.
No, my lord king.
By whose order then? who sent them?
Sir Beaumans, sire. Who was Sir Beaumans when he left this court?
Sir Beaumans?
Not Sir Beaumans now, sire. Apparently, Sir Gareth of Orkney, brother to Sir Gawain, your nephew.
My brother?
Aye. Did I not tell you?
My lord king, I have come to ask you here another favor.
Does nothing but ask favors.
My brother, Sir Kay-mind, beat the Red Knight.
You fill my castle with a mob of vassal knights walking homage, and then ask me a favor?
My lord.
In public court where it would be churlish to refuse?
My lord, I withdraw the request.
Ah! Ask, Sir Gareth. You have earned another favor.
Only the hand of this lady in marriage.
My brother? Marriage?
And she?
I, my lord.
Then, joyfully, I grant it.
My brother
Married?
Lose a brother, gain a sister-in-law, Gawain. Handsome, too. Think of that.
In Gareth, Part 3 of Arthur the King by Graham Fife, Crawford Logan played Gareth, with Rosalind Shanks as Linnet, Keith Baxter as King Arthur, and Anna Massey as Morgan Le Fay. Nicholas Farrell was Sir Lancelot, Ioan Meredith, Sir Gawain, Michael Kilgariff, Sir Kay, with Tara Dominic, Joe Kendall, Marcia King, John Bull, Brian Miller, Simon Treves, and James Green. The music is by Stephen Foe. Arthur the King is directed by John Powell.